Turn to Proverbs 5:21. Proverbs 5:21. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. Let's look at that first phrase. For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, we're told, beholding the evil and the good, in Proverbs 15 and verse 3. So it should be no great surprise to us that the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, since the Lord's eyes are everywhere, beholding everything. Proverbs 15:3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. That's a sobering thought, if you think about it, that the Lord sees everything. And I'll make mention of that again before we're done with this verse. The Lord's eyes go to and fro throughout the whole earth, we're told in 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9. 2 Chronicles 16, 9. You see, this is why, I believe, one of the reasons why the devil, I have no doubt, has orchestrated the whole internet thing, because, and the whole surveillance state that's made possible by the internet, because he wants to be like the Most High. And if God's eyes are in every place beholding the good and the evil, then the devil wants to also. And he literally can. He can hear and see a lot of things that go on. There's surveillance cameras everywhere. People have phones that they can turn on, that they can be turned on and listen to you and even watch you. So the devil is getting closer and closer to being like the Most High. Makes sense to me anyway. 2 Chronicles 16 and verse 9. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly, therefore from henceforth thou shalt have wars. So there's a purpose for this. The Lord's eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth on the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. So he does it for us. He's out there watching and seeing everything, so that he can protect us and watch over us. And also, he happens to see all of our sin too, so he'll judge us as he's looking. But he's also looking out for us. And it says in Hebrews 4 and verse 13 that all things are naked and open before the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So there's nothing hid from the sight of God. Hebrews 4 and verse 13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest or made visible, that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And this is referring to Jesus Christ, the Word of God, because he is God. And as God, everything is laid bare before him. He sees everything. He knows everything. We can't get away with anything without him knowing about it. There's nowhere that we could go to hide ourselves from God. If you look in Psalm 139 and verse 7, Psalm 139:7. Some people think that they can get away with things under the cloak of secrecy, in the darkness, when nobody else knows about it. But there's at least one person that knows about it, and that's Jesus Christ. Psalm 139 and verse 7. David said, whither shall I go from thy spirit, and whither shall I flee from thy presence? That's another rhetorical question. Where am I going to go from your spirit and your presence? Nowhere. And he goes on to say, if he ascends up into heaven, God's there. If he makes his bed in hell, God's there. So there's nowhere that he can go. And we ought to be frightened by this and comforted by it at the same time. Frightened by it because God sees everything that we do. But comforted by it because God sees the things that other people do, that the wicked people do. And we think that they're getting away with it. And we don't even know who they are. We just refer to them as they, right? They are doing all these things. And we know that somebody's doing them, but we don't probably couldn't identify the person. But God knows. God sees it all. It doesn't get past him. He's making notes of it all in his book. And whenever the judgment day comes someday, he pulls out those books and he starts reading them off. And those people are going to answer for all those things that they've done. So that ought to comfort you. I'll give you another one. Jeremiah 23 and verse 24. Jeremiah 23:24. It says, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? You see here how, just a couple things, but one that jumps to mind is that how God's omnipresence and his omnipresence and his omnipotence go together, that he, or his omniscience. Let's see. Can anyone hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him? Do not I fill heaven and earth? So the fact that God is omnipresent and he fills heaven and earth means that he sees and knows everything, right? So his omnipresence and his omniscience go together. And not only can't we hide ourselves from God, but we can't hide our ways from him either. If you turn with me to Job 34:21. Because remember what the verse said, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. So we can't hide our ways, the way we live, what we do, how we act, our purposes and intentions. We can't hide any of those things from the Lord. Job 34 and verse 21 says, for his eyes are upon the ways of man, and he seeth all his goings. There is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. So yes, the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. Now, in this verse we're looking at here, Proverbs 5:21, this verse starts out with the word for. And the word for connects this verse with the previous warnings against going a-whoring with a strange woman. So remember this the next time that you're tempted to flirt or date or otherwise interact with a strange woman. The ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord. He sees it. Your wife may not find out about it right away. Your pastor may not find out about it. Your children may not find out about it. Your friends. But the Lord knows about it. And he will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, if they're not repented of, especially. You may not be seen by men, like I said, but you will be seen by Almighty God. And be sure your sin will find you out. Numbers 32 and verse 23. And how many people have been found out when they were committing adultery and they thought that they had all their tracks covered? And we've probably all know people that this happened to. We've heard of people this has happened to. And they think they had it all. They had some grand plan. I knew of a guy, heard about a guy anyway, that had rented out an apartment. And this is where he would take his mistress to this apartment that he rented out. And then he was found out and put out of the church, if I'm remembering the story correctly. Numbers 32 and verse 23 said, but if ye will not do so, behold, ye have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. I think if there's one verse in the Bible that you want to make sure you memorize, memorize that one. Even just the second half of it. Be sure your sin will find you out. Because just memorizing that and keeping it in the back of your mind will keep you from a lot of sin. Because every time you're tempted to sin and you think, be sure your sin will find you out. And you'll think twice. You better think twice about it. It might not help you with those impulsive sins where you just, something happens, you just get mad or something, or you know, one of those deals. But the ones you actually think about before you do it, that verse will help you out a lot. It says, for the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. Let's look at that second part there. He pondereth all his goings. So God not only sees all that we do, he also ponders our goings. So if this was uncomfortable already, that God is looking at you and sees everything you do, now think about this. Not only does he see it, he ponders it. To ponder means to ascertain the weight of, to weigh. That's the primary definition. When we go down to number four, we see how the primary definition has morphed into the definition that we use today. It is to weigh a matter, words, etc., mentally, to give due weight to and consider carefully, to think over, meditate upon. So, in other words, when we put the definition in, God sees all of our ways and then thinks on them and considers them carefully. Now, when you think about a being with an infinite mind, and he can look and see what you do, and look and see the intents of your heart, like we read about in Hebrews, and then ponder that and think about it and consider it, you know, we can sometimes look at what people do, and then we can start pondering and trying to figure out what's going on behind the scenes and what the person's really up to. But with God, there's no guesswork. He knows exactly what you're doing. He knows exactly what you're thinking. And he's going to ponder that thing and weigh it and consider it. And you better repent. That's all I got to say. We are commanded to ponder the path of our feet. Remember Proverbs 4:26, ponder the path of thy feet, let all thy ways be established. We looked at that here, a month or so ago, I suppose. Well, the fact that we're told to ponder our path of our feet means that we probably have a penchant to not do it. That's why God commands us to do it. Well, God, on the other hand, he does do it. You know, we may not ponder our goings like we're supposed to, but God will ponder and does ponder our goings. And God not only ponders our goings, which are what we do, he also ponders our hearts, our intents, and our desires. Look at Proverbs 24 and verse 12. Proverbs 24 and verse 12. This is why David prayed to asking the Lord to keep him back from presumptuous sins. Presumptuous sins are the ones that you know they're wrong, but you do them anyway. And those are the ones where you're going to be in trouble. And those are the ones where God's watching that and pondering it and saying, oh yeah, I know you did that on purpose. I know you knew better. And then he starts pondering how he's going to punish you for it. That's why you want to pray that prayer to keep back from presumptuous sins. Proverbs 24 and verse 12. It says, this is when you see somebody drawn to death and you don't do anything to help. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? You see a guy being drawn off to death. You see some young girl being grabbed by some guy and pulled into a van. And you walk by and say, but I didn't see that. God ponders the heart. He knows what's going on. And he will judge you for something like that. Our hearts are ever before God's scrutinizing sight. Look at Proverbs 15 and verse 11. It says, hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more, then, the hearts of the children of men? If God sees hell and destruction, and he beholds everything that's going on down there, how much more so can he see our hearts? Right? Hell is, far as I know, is in the center of the earth. And if he can see the whole way down there, everything that's going on, how much more so can he look right down into this heart? And we may be able to fool ourselves, but we will never fool God. Proverbs 21 and verse 2. We often fool ourselves, sometimes intentionally. We deceive ourselves. We tell ourselves things that aren't true. Remember the study on deception? We talk ourselves into things and rationalize them and justify them and all that. But God's not fooled by any of that. Proverbs 21 and verse 2. It says, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. You see, our ways have to be right in our own eyes because nobody can bear the thought of being wrong. So you convince yourself that what you're doing is actually right. It's right in your own eyes. But the Lord, he's weighing and considering and probing, and he sees what's really going on. So never forget that there is a God in heaven watching and considering everything we do and judging us accordingly. And specifically in this context, when it comes to the strange woman and being unfaithful to our wives, God sees all that stuff. He sees all those sins of the heart, but it's not limited to that. He sees everything, every thought, every intent. So just remember that. And that takes care of verse 21.